He's an heir. An heir. And the Bible says that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. In other words, he can be a legal heir to possess this thing, but now if he's a child, we're going to put it on hold. Even though he's the rightful owner, he can't get it yet. Here's what the Amplified says. Now, what I mean is that as long as the inheritor or the heir is a child and underage, he does not differ from a slave or a servant, although he is the master of all the estate. Even though he's the master of all the estate, he still can't have the authority to run it or possess it because he's still a child. You can take a 2-year-old who has a right to the throne of England, but he's not going to possess that authority until he grows up. And until he grows up, there'll be some other stewards and tutors that will make decisions for him until he grows up, because England will not put that type of authority in the hands of a child. Well, if England's not going to do it, how many of you know heaven's not going to do it? Heaven's not going to put the type of authority that's promised to us as children of God, the type of authority that is promised to us as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. It will not be put into our control and into our hands as long as we stay children. As long as we remain immature children, we will not have what we are masters over. We will not have what we have a legal right. We're masters over the inheritance, but we won't even get it until we grow up. How many of you know you got a reason to grow up? In fact, turn to somebody and say, I'm growing up then. We must grow up. The verse 2 says, but he is, as long as he's a child, he's under guardians and administrators or trustees until the date fixed by his father. And the Amplified of verse 3 says, so we Jewish Christians also, when we were minors, were kept like slaves under the rules of the Hebrew ritual and subject to the elementary teachings of a system of external observations and regulations. And so one of the things we understand is children have to get involved in boot camp. Children got to get in boot camp. Children have to get into training. And if you're children in the spirit, you're going to have to get some discipline about your life, enroll in God's boot camp, and you're going to have to tell your flesh it can't do what it wants to do because we growing up. Somebody waiting on us to come and get them delivered. We ain't got time to be acting like no child no more. We got to grow up. Mom and them need my help. I got to grow up. Now, go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. When you get to chapter 2, look at verse 2. And when you get there, say amen. Amen. Let's look at verse 2. Ready? Read. As a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the word, grow by what? By the sincere milk of the word. So God wants to start you out just like you're started out by your mother when you're born in the physical. When you're born in the physical realm, you start off with milk, right? You're not born and they hand you a T-bone steak, right? You're not ready for that, right? You have to grow to that point, right? So likewise, he says, desire the milk of the word. He calls that word milk. Why? Because when you take that word and eat that word, it will cause you to grow, just like when you drink the milk from a mother's breast, it will cause you to grow. It has all the proper nutrients and colostrum and all that stuff that causes you to be strong and healthy. He says, get in the word. You cannot get born again and join a church that deals in emotionalism and expect to become a mature Christian one day. You cannot go to recess every Sunday and expect to grow.